Sheep and the Goats, which is a classic text used to defend eternal torment. So there's the sheep and the goats, and then Jesus says, Matthew 25, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." I was hungry, blah, blah, blah. And then the sheep's the opposite, and then he says, "These will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." So the argument is, well, didn't Jesus say eternal punishment? Well, no, of course he didn't, because that's English and he wasn't speaking English. But didn't he say eternal life? And if the punishment's not eternal, how can the life be eternal and you've undermined eternal life and so on? Well, okay, my argument is very briefly this. Jesus more literally says not eternal life and eternal punishment, but the punishment of an age and the life of an age. And not just any old age, but the age to come, which is eternal. So what Jesus is talking about is the punishment of the age to come and the life of the age to come. Now, and those two are parallel. But in fact, it doesn't say anything about how long either of them last. The punishment of the age to come is the punishment that occurs in the age to come, the punishment that's appropriate to the age to come. It doesn't say it's the punishment that lasts for the duration of the age to come. It doesn't comment either way on that. There are plenty of texts from which the everlastingness of everlasting life can be established. I don't think the everlastingness of eternal life is what Jesus is talking about here anyway. It's just the life that's appropriate to the age to come. But of course, this is an incorruptible, indestructible life. It says so in 1 Corinthians 15. But that says nothing about how long either the life or the punishment are here. So I don't think you can establish on the basis of this text that hell is eternal. Or the other way. I just don't think the text goes one way or the other.